It is vitally important that we understand this basic fact, and that is the Lord has already handed over to us the goods of the kingdom. Never should we expect Jesus to appear anymore in the sky. Never should we expect a second coming of Jesus in the flesh to come to kind of fulfill some kind of promise, to kind of take us into God's kingdom. All these are false hopes, because everything that pertains to godliness, everything that pertains to life, has been handed over to us. There's nothing Jesus can do anymore. He says it is finished. That which has been hidden from the foundation of the world has been brought to light through the gospel. It has already been brought to light. There's nothing that can be removed from that or added. He has given everything to us that pertains to godliness and life, so that we can reign as the Son. Praise God. He has already done this. There is nothing to do anymore. He has already brought to light. The gospel has been preached already. So we just want to just tune our frequencies, tune our spiritual frequencies to listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Praise God. God is Spirit. God's realm is Spirit. And it's our ability to be able to tune in, put up our antennas, spiritual antennas, to listen to the voice of the Spirit that grants us entrance into the things that are freely given to us, freely. See, people think that they just have to pay a price or do something to get God's kingdom, to achieve something in God's kingdom. But we are beginning to understand that everything has been freely given to us, free, through the gospel. See, the gospel is we can use it as a tool to make us aware of the thing that is freely given to us. Never did God actually take anything from man. Man was deceived. See, and the deception caused man to lose out on the abundant riches, you see, that belongs to the Son of God. Praise God. So now the time comes, through hearing, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free from this deception. Through hearing this truth, through hearing, receiving from above, what happens? Is that, we are granted entrance into God's kingdom. Entrance back into life. That's why it says, to him that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I shall be his God, and he shall be my son. To him that overcomes, we must overcome the lie of the devil. You are overcoming the illusion that you are cut off from God's world. You are overcoming the illusion that you are separate from God. You are overcoming the illusion that somehow you need to do something to merit God's favor. You are under the deception when you think that God is against you. when you think that you are a sinner, that you are imperfect. Praise God. See, that which empowers the Son of God, equips the Son of God, is his ability to hear the Father speak. See, and the Father loves you. The Father has never left you. The Father can never leave you. Praise God. So we just read Revelation chapter 21 verse 7. It says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. See, the Son of God inherits everything that is God's. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now this is the reality Jesus Christ walked in. You know, John the Baptist said in John chapter 3 verse 35 that the Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hand. The Father loves the Son and he has given all things into his hand. Who is the Son? You are the Son in your true identity. You are the Son of God when you awaken to reality. And all that is God's, the infinite riches that pertain to the creator of the heavens and earth, belong to you also. Everything. The glories in the heavens, the glories in the skies, underneath the seas, in the deep, name it, everything belongs to you. Praise God. Now, how will you know this if you do not hear the gospel? How will you know it if you don't tune your ears to listen? Praise God. Now, if you hang around with men who will keep deceiving you that you need to do this more and more again, you need to repent more and more again, so you need to pay your tithes more and more again, you need to pay this offering this week, next week you have to pay the widow's tithe, next week you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to be at this meeting, you have to participate this and that, otherwise you cannot enter into God's kingdom. If you hang around with those type of people, you will keep on going round in circles all the days of your life, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, never realizing the things that have been freely given to you. Praise God. So if you keep listening to the voice of men, you can only become religious. Your righteousness can only be likened to that of the scribes and Pharisees. And with that kind of righteousness that is of men, according to works, you cannot see the realm of life that God is declaring to us today. All things are the Son's. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Now the Son, you and I, have been deceived in times past. The Son had walloped in the dust. He was enveloped in darkness. The Son lost all awareness of reality. The Son received a knockout punch from the devil. He was deceived by the prince of this age. But God wants to revive you today wherever you are and get you out of that pitiable situation. That's why it says to him that overcomes, you overcome by knowing the truth. Overcome the lie of the devil by knowing the truth. When you know the truth is like a chain that binds the devil. Praise God. The devil works in your mind. The devil is that which works in your mind, deceiving you day and night, trying to cause you to see how naked you are, how imperfect you are, how unworthy you are, how ungodly you are. That is the devil. Praise God. But you shall know the truth. See it. As you hear the voice of the Father in this hour, you shall know the truth. And this truth will set you free from the lie of the devil. The truth is like a chain binding the devil and casting the devil into a bottomless pit, so that the devil has no more influence over you. No more influence over the four corners of the earth, over your mind, your soul, your emotions, your desires, everything is back in alignment with the Son of God. Him that overcomes will I give to sit on with me on my throne, and he shall inherit over all things, inherit all the riches and glory, everything that is God's. Praise God. If you think you are poor, if you think you lack, if you think you are miserable, all you need is to know the truth, to hear the truth. That's all you need. Praise God. That's all you need. Let's quickly turn to the book of Genesis. I want to read the blessing of Joseph. This is the blessing of Joseph. The father of Joseph gave a blessing shortly before passing on. And we'll just read this in Genesis chapter 49, verse 22. Praise God. Joseph is a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, from whence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breath, of the breasts, and of the womb, and the blessings of the father of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of him that was separate from his brethren. Praise God. Praise God. Now I've seen the blessings of Joseph, and somebody might wonder, how does this apply to me? How does the blessing of Joseph apply to me? Of course it applies to us. See, because all these things you read in the Old Testament are reality, all written purposely, all recorded purposely for our edification in the things of God. Every single thing you read in the Old Testament, everything, every letter. See, it depends on how you listen. If you can lift yourself to listen by the Spirit, everything will minister to you. Everything. See, even the laws of Moses, everything written in the law of Moses has a significance in God's kingdom. See, the things of Moses were spiritual. but were conveyed to the people in material form. It was conveyed to the people with a carnal understanding. That's why it ministered death unto them. The laws of Moses, the tabernacle of Moses, the ordinances, everything that you see in the Old Testament remain valid forever. Praise God. It's very important we understand these things. To the spiritually minded, all things will minister to him. All things. So even if a spiritually minded person will walk into a place that the carnal man might regard as obscene, could walk into a brothel, could walk into a nightclub, into a pub, anywhere he walks in, as long as he's tuned in the spirit, as long as he's in the spirit, everything will minister unto him. Are you listening? Praise God. See, there's no point trying to separate this is good, this is not good. See, when we say there is good, this one is good, and that one is not good, we now risk losing out on the liberty that God has called us to walk in. Praise God. So we're talking about Joseph. Joseph in the book of Genesis is actually, you know, a picture of those who have ascended on high in Christ. Joseph, the one that is separated from his brethren, is actually the one that has gone ahead to walk in the ages to come in Christ Jesus. These are the ones who have heard the voice which says, come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Babylon is not a matter of coming out of a church system or coming out of a mode of preaching, entering into another mode of preaching. That's not Babylon is a spiritual concept. Babylon is the realm of the earth. Come out of all my people. Come out from that dimension of the terrestrial. When John the Apostle was in the book of Revelation, saw a vision of Babylon, he saw this woman sitting upon waters in the desert place. See it? It's a spirit that governs those who dwell on the earth. Those who dwell in this dimension called the world. The world is Babylon. And these are spiritual concepts. Come out of her, my people, and you shall be a son unto me. Come out of that realm. Don't walk according to the course of this age in carnality. Walk as a son of God. Walk by the spirit of your father. Praise God. So Joseph is a type of those who have ascended on high in Christ. Joseph represents the man of the spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Separated from his brethren. Jesus was also separated from his brethren. Today we are called to be a holy people, separate, consecrated unto the Lord, a holy priesthood, a holy nation, a royal nation of kings and priests unto God, consecrated unto the Lord, living unto the name of the Lord. This is the Joseph company. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So, and as you walk in the truth, you will definitely be hated and despised by people. people despise your liberty. Hallelujah, praise God. So I just wanted to point out the blessings of Joseph. The blessings of Joseph, which is blessings from the heavens, heaven's blessing from the deep that light underneath, blessings of the breast, blessings of the womb, blessings of the father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. What are these blessings that the Lord is speaking about here? So because in the outer religious world, at times we seek to gather unto ourselves the glories of this world to kind of fulfill these kind of scriptures. People preach that you have to get political power. People preach that you have to, you know, gather the riches of this world at all costs to fulfill these gospels. Isaiah says that, you see, the riches of the nation shall flow unto you. And when people read these scriptures, they want to go out and grab and grab and grab and grab. Praise God. But we must understand, we're talking about spiritual riches here. Spiritual riches. So we're richly blessed with all things in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, it's a matter of awakening back into the spiritual consciousness that we lost in Adam. Adam never needed anything in this outer world to reign in the riches and in the glory of God. Adam simply had to remain the way he was, in truth, walking in the spirit and in the truth. See, bear in mind that the Adam that you see in the garden represents a spiritual man. There's nothing that is carnal, nothing that makes a lie, nothing that is carnally minded that can actually walk in the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden is a dimension of the spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded is life. So the carnally minded is what is death. We are spiritually minded in Christ Jesus. See, let that mind that was in Christ be in you. Be you renewed in your minds. Not according to the course of this world. There is a changing, a renewing. Of course, this is the repentance that Jesus Christ speaks about all the time in the Bible. Repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It means change your mind, change your mindset. You started to walk as a carnal creature. You started to walk in carnality, which is falsehood. And as a result, you've suffered the, you know, under the imaginary powers of hell and death. But today, change your mindset and begin to walk by the mind of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You know the serpent in the garden represents the carnal mind? That is the mind of the beast, the carnal mind. The nature, the mark of the beast. That plunges men into sorrow and destruction. Hallelujah. Many have drowned into the pool, and many are perishing, drowning continuously into the pool of destruction, sorrow, and poverty, simply because they have put on the carnal mind. And when you walk with the carnal mind, you are walking on ground that is not solid ground. Can you walk on the sea? You can't walk on the sea with a carnal mind. You will definitely sink into destruction and perdition. Only by the mind of the Spirit, only by walking in the truth. Of course, Christ says, I'm the truth. The truth is not a way of preaching. It's not a mode of speaking or whatever. It is the truth. Is that man, that celestial spiritual man that God generated in the beginning. That is what we call the man of God. It's a spiritual man. It's the spiritual man that enjoys the abundance of God in all things. Praise God. Joseph, the one separated from the brethren, who inherits the glories, the riches underneath the sea, in the heavens, unto the utmost hills, represents those who have left this world, this carnal realm, and walk in the Spirit, just as he walked, as Christ walked. A new generation, a new mindset, the mind of Christ. Praise God. It's very much like the prodigal son who repents of his ignorance, and in his ignorance, you know what he went through? He suffered a poverty consciousness, poverty, lack, dishonor. He sunk into the realm of the pigs. It's all the same conformation, carnality. The pig is a symbol of the terrestrial carnality. That's why you see the pig on the earth, walloping on the earth, to show the carnal nature of the pig. So if the prodigal son descends from his father's realm, from his father's kingdom, into the dust, to fellowship with pig, which is the carnal mind, and he begins to suffer, he thinks you are poor. Poverty consciousness. You see, you can even have $1 million, $1 billion in your account, and still have poverty consciousness. A sense of lack. Is there any man in this world that can say, like the psalmist, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? As a man, you cannot experience that. You can quote that in your Bible studies, you can recite that in your churches or whatever, in your religious gatherings, but it does not change the fact that you are poverty stricken as a human being, as a man. You cannot experience the abundance that represents God's kingdom. It's impossible as a carnal man. As a carnal man, there will always be lack. You can't get to a place where you say, I shall not want, where your soul is rested in abundance, where your cup overflows with the bountifulness of the goodness of the love of God. As a man, you cannot experience that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the prodigal son is in poverty consciousness, is in lack, until he comes to his senses. See it. Until he comes to himself. You see, you can only abolish poverty in your life by coming, awakening from the dead. So it's not by gathering more money into your account. How many of us have we've seen people who grew up in poverty, and when fame and riches came, it virtually destroyed them. We've seen it. We don't want to mention people. We've seen stars who grew up in poverty, you know, in miserable, you know, conditions. And they always prayed for fame and glories of this world. And when these glories came, it plunged them into destruction. There are many cases. So you see, the way to true satisfaction, the way to abolishing poverty in our lives, is first of all, awakening back to truth. The prodigal son came back to himself. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He was dead when he was down there with the pigs. He was enveloped in darkness, in the realm of forgetfulness. He had forgotten his origin in royalty, his origin in riches, abundant riches. He descended into the realm of pigs, where they struggle for, you know, for elementary things of this world. Struggle for the goods in this realm of time and space. That is what happened. Until he came back to himself, to his senses. Hallelujah. The Lord is bringing every man back to his senses today. Praise God. And when the prodigal son comes back to his senses, there is an ascension back into the father's house, back into the realm of his father. See, the prodigal son had overcome the lie that he was a poverty-stricken man and ascended back into the realm of his father. This is an example for every man today who will know true riches and glory. What does the father tell the prodigal son? All that I have is yours. All that I have is yours. All things are mine. To him that overcomes shall inherit all things. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me repeat. What are you overcoming? Overcoming the lie of the devil. No more walk according to this age, but walk in truth. There exists a realm that is God's. And there exists a son, which is you, who is pure spirit, a son who has been from the foundation of, before this world was, ever in God. When you awaken this reality, you are healed. Poverty consciousness is abolished forever. Because suddenly you are awakened to a realm of abundance. Everything ministering to you, everything flowing unto you like torrents of living water. The trees wave at you, they clap their hands. The birds in the sky transmit messages to you. Everything. Because you now live in the abundance of the knowledge of the glory of God. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy. The glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. You are totally saturated, encompassed with the bountifulness of God's glory. This is the only way true satisfaction can come. Rest for the soul, peace. Because God is not trying to prove to anybody anything. He's not trying to, you know, seek relevance in groups, in gatherings, trying to be known of men. It's nothing like that. It's not about modalities of preaching, trying to preach this way or preach that way. That has got nothing to do with God's kingdom. Praise God. Many people leave what they term is Babylon only to create for themselves another formation of Babylon. In the realm of the spirit, we all walk in the liberty of the spirit. We are guided by the inner unction, which is the voice of the spirit. You don't need any man to teach you. Praise God. You don't need any man to teach you. We walk freely in the liberty of the spirit. Praise God. If the Lord opened my eyes to see light, revelation in a subject, and you don't see that same light, you don't try to impose your own ways or your thoughts upon me. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you can see Christ in it, it is of God. And if your eyes are open, Christ is everywhere and Christ is everything. Because all things were created by Him, and all things came out of Him for His pleasure. There is nothing created, no concept, no object, nothing that we see in this world that did not originate out of the eternal spirit which we call Christ. Nothing. Inventions of men. Everything, even if you are in the spirit and you walk into a Buddha temple, or you walk into a mosque, if you are in the spirit and you walk into a church, everything will minister to you. Praise God, but you must walk in the liberty of the spirit. Continue in the liberty of the spirit. When you are in the spirit, everything will minister to you. Because everything originates from God. It is how you hear that will either make you or destroy you. That's why Jesus Christ will make his famous statements. Mind how you hear. Praise God, mind how you hear. Because the way you hear will actually liberate you or destroy you. If you hear things carnally, you continue on as a slave to corruption, never entering or realizing the glorious liberty that is at your disposition. You will never get to know it when you walk in carnality. Praise God. We walk by the Spirit, not by letters, not by interpretations of men, but by the inner unction. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's very important we understand these things. When you walk in the Spirit, all things minister to you. All things. You must liberate yourself from beliefs. Kingdom beliefs and all these beliefs of men that is done this way, you baptize this way, or you do it that way, or all these things don't mean nothing. All that is required is to stand in the spirit and to know the truth from the foundation of the world. Praise God. In Paul's letter to Timothy, to Titus, he says, I'm going to read it, Titus chapter 1, verse 15. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and their conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their work they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. Are you listening? Because a pure mind is simply the mind of the Spirit. See, the mind of the Spirit is pure, and when you are that mind, when you walk in that spiritual mind, everything ministers to you. Everything ministers freely unto you when you walk in the pure conscience of the Christ. It's that way you can begin to enjoy true abundance. So when you begin to scrutinize this, scrutinize that, you will never enjoy life. It's not like the scribes and the Pharisees, all they do day and night is to point and criticize. That's all. All they were out to do was to point out what Jesus was doing wrong. They were always seeing something wrong in Jesus, but never seeing from that angle that Jesus Christ saw things. Because Jesus Christ walked in a mind, a consciousness that was pure. Let's not be biased in anything we do, brethren. Anything we do, let us do it out of a pure mind. Praise God. If the Lord has given you a revelation, a new tongue, share it with the brethren. If you are defiled with it, share it with the brethren. And walk freely in the liberty of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no law, nothing anymore. When we walk in the Spirit, it's love. Love believes all things. And, love rules over all. Hallelujah. Praise God. At times we need solitary walk in the Lord. You can't enter in with groups. You need to stand alone in the Spirit. You can't enter in agreeing with men with their interpretations of Scripture and all that. You cannot. You can only stand in the Spirit and know the truth. Praise God. And the truth is your true identity from the beginning in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want to abolish that poverty consciousness, the first step is to change our minds, which we can call it a consciousness, and put out that spiritual mind that is of the Son of God. Then automatically all things flow unto us sweetly and freely. Praise God, these things are true, these things are real. See, God has called us to life. Amen. God has called us to enjoyment. Now is the time to reign by changing our perspective, our way of living, and by walking in the Spirit. See, it is the man of the Spirit that inherits all things. It is the man of the Spirit that inherits the realm of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The earth and the Lord's, and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. Everything you see in the earth is the Lord's, and it can never change. See, a man can deceive himself into thinking that he has something as a man. But in due season he will awaken and we understand the term, the words of the psalmist when he says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise God. And the beauty of it all is that when we walk in the name of the Lord, when we align ourselves in the Lord, we can reign knowing that all things are ours. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, he says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, not trusting on certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. See it? Paul is admonishing those who are rich in this world, those who are carnally minded. So you can see, when you walk in the Lord, you are no longer of this world. When you walk in the Lord, you are that man of the spirit who, in relation to this world, is called the poor man. The man of the spirit. The one with no material consciousness, the one who walks in the spirit is actually the man that we refer to spiritually as the poor man. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, charge them who are rich in this world, those who walk in this terrestrial realm, charge them not to be high-minded, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. See, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Praise God. When we walk in the Spirit, when we change our mode of walking, when we put on the mind of Christ, we begin to enjoy all things freely from the Father. See, paradise is a realm. The Garden of Eden is a realm, is a dimension. Heaven is a dimension. A windy dimension of pleasures in God. Praise God. And it's only the spiritually minded that can ever attain to that realm of unlimited blessings in God. Only the spiritually minded. Hallelujah. See, it's where the soul can now rest in the Lord, in fatness, in abundance, richly blessed with all things in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. So let's not be drawn away with the glories of this world, with the riches of this age. But let us stand in the Spirit. Stand in God's realm. Let us ever increase in the spiritual man. Because this is the one that inherits all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can see that true riches belong to the Son of God. Joy, peace, happiness, and everything that pertains to life belongs only to the Son. And the Son is not a man. The Son is not of this world. Awake into the Son. Like the prodigal son, awake back into the Father. And a new world awaits you. a world of abundance. Praise God. You don't need to expect anything to happen now. As you hear this word, wherever you are, walk in the Spirit. Change your mode of thinking. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And you will know that truly you are blessed in all things. See, and as the man walks in the Spirit, definitely everything that he ever needs for this present age, he always gets it in due season. See, Paul says that we have promises for this present age. Promises to care for you and to keep you in this present age when you walk as the Son of God. Is the power of God working to keep you and to maintain you as you sojourn upon this temporal dimension called the earth. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Can we be bold enough to have faith, to believe what the Lord is saying, and to begin to trust God once more? Can we be bold enough to distribute all that we have to the poor, meaning to spiritualize ourselves, walking in God's realm, God's Spirit? Can we trust God once again and no more trust in the arm of flesh like Adam did? Oh, yes, we can. Let us do that right now. Let us do that right now as we hear the voice of the Spirit. All things are ours. All things are ours. All things have been handed over to us. Enjoy life. So let us not murmur anymore. Let us not argue anymore, but let us enjoy. Flow freely into the things that are ours, freely given to us by the Father to enjoy. God bless you.
Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary, and there's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like the eagles.
They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. He will renew their strength. Will renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord, they will run and not be weary. They will walk and up
Will renew the strength.